Well, before we take the offering, I have some important things to discuss with you now. 2 months ago, your church board and I took a retreat, weekend retreat, to look over the results of the church survey that you all filled out last spring and to pray over God's direction for Calvary. And we did that. We considered all those things. We prayed. We discussed. I want to share some of what we came away with at the end of that retreat with you now. And I think that I can safely say for the group that we did feel the Lord's leading in this. So when we look at that church survey, the biggest thing I came away with was encouragement. There's a lot of good things happening here. And it was good to get that confirmation from you. But of course, when you fill out these surveys, the most attention you are giving is to the things that maybe look like opportunities for improvement, right? That's what we did it for in many ways. So when we looked at that survey, of particular concern to us was the sense of connectedness that people are feeling here at Calvary. Now, it should be said that most of you indicated that you are feeling pretty connected, but there was a percentage of you that seemed to indicate that you were definitely not feeling that way. We received that feedback, and it's greatly concerning to us because, oh my goodness, that would not be our intention. We would want every person who attends here to feel like Calvary is family. We talk about that. That is our goal. Things have been tried in the past. You know, you remember we used to go down to P.K. Egan's on Sunday mornings after church and have pizza together. We've had a good number of hangout nights or events. Did Table of Eight last year. And, of course, women's and men's Bible studies. But for some reason, those things, not for everyone, it didn't seem to be working for everyone. I attended a Converge conference a couple of years ago where I got exposed to a pastor who has, he's from California, who has written a book about this problem. It was one that they faced in their church, and the book was about what they did that really solved the problem for them. The board has now all read this book, and we are believing that the Lord is leading us in these directions as well. What solved that problem for that particular church was the institution of small groups. Not a new idea. This is something you'll have been familiar with already. We've considered doing it here in the recent past, but for whatever reason, it just didn't seem like the right time, or we weren't ready to make that move. Now we are. People want deep friendships in life. They want deep friendships at church, and that's something we support. We want your relational needs to be met here at church. We also, as a board, of course, are very interested in you having great friendships that who are also Christ followers. That's a benefit for all of us if that's happening. People who can walk through life with you and celebrate the highs, be there, support you in the lows, process life's circumstances as they come along and you know, talk together about what does it mean to be a Christ follower in response to these circumstances. It can be difficult to form these kinds of friendships if all you're doing at church is coming on Sunday morning. I mean, we're quite friendly here, but you know, you only get so deep on a Sunday morning, right? As we all sit out there and stare at me. So the idea here, of course, is that in small groups, you are going to develop these friendships. Let me explain what it's going to look like. We've been doing a lot of work the last few board meetings on this, and here's what we've come up with. Starting in January, we're going to launch this new program. Every person here is going to be strongly encouraged to be part of a group. We're going to run 3 9-week quarters during the year, where people will meet in small groups weekly. You'll meet in someone's home. There will be eating involved. There will be Bible study involved. Fellowship, of course. Harlow cheers on the eating. Oh, you cheered on Bible study too, didn't you? Yeah, okay. That was, all right. And the first quarter we will do this is going to be this January. We'll start the second week of January and run through the beginning of March. The next quarter will be basically all of April and May. We take the summer off, and then the fall quarter runs from approximately the third week of September to right before Thanksgiving. And then, of course, it repeats. We're hoping to have five groups of approximately 10 people or so to start out with. We're hoping that these groups will be offered at different points, different times during the week to accommodate different people's schedules. All the groups, to start out with at least, will be going through sermon-based Bible study questions that will have been prepared for you by me. This was not our idea. This was the idea that came out of this book that we read, and the advantages for doing sermon-based small group discussions are many. I'll just mention a couple. For one thing, it makes it a lot easier in the leaders. They don't have to research and find a study to go through. They don't have to feel like they're the expert necessarily. They just need to be able to lead a good discussion, right? Of great interest to us was the pastor's discovery that people were paying attention more to the sermons if they knew that it was going to get discussed later that week. And if they missed on a Sunday morning, they were going to the website to listen to it. I think of particular interest was his feedback that people who maybe would not normally discuss openly in a small group setting, because perhaps they don't feel like they know the Bible all that well, they just sat through the sermon. So maybe they do have some opinions on what they've heard, and there was a lot more easier discussion, I guess. There were other advantages of doing sermon-based small groups as well, but those are some of the highlights. So I will be doing those questions for you ahead of time, and I will try to add in some thoughts and questions that maybe were not covered in the sermon, so there at least is some new material too. When we get going on this, we're going to ask for a high degree of commitment. So a good share of the year, there will be no small groups going. So when it's going, we're going to ask you to be involved, please. Hopefully your small group will also do something just for fun now and then. We're going to encourage that. Hopefully your small group will do service projects, that kind of thing. Men's Bible study is actually going to come to an end. Talked to some of the men involved there, and they were willing to kind of take on, you know, disperse into these small groups and be part of the new program. Women's Bible study was a little different. There were a number of gals that indicated to me that they want that group to continue, and so it is going to continue. It will just transform into being a weekly small group over those 3 9-week quarters. It'll meet in a home now, and Roxy is still going to be the leader for that group. So that will be a ladies-only small group. The young adults group is going to become a small group, meeting weekly in a home. Our kids' ministries, Wednesday nights, that's not changing. We considered dropping Sunday school. That's what North Coast Church did in California, with the idea that people only have so much time during their weeks, and if you really want them to be involved in small groups, you have to limit all the other things you're asking them to do. So we consider that, but the feedback was that people want to try keeping Sunday school, and we'll just assess if that's keeping folks out of small groups. But people I talked to thought they're going to come to Sunday school anyway, and they'll do small groups too. So we're going to try to keep Sunday school as it is. The hope here, of course, is that you're going to find yourself in a group that you really connect with, that will lead to the fostering long-lasting friendships for you, should help our church with this feeling that's out there among some of you of not feeling connected. That's our hope as a board. First time around, we're going to ask, in November, you'll do sign-ups, and you can fill out the group that you would prefer to be in. You can even put down names of people that you would like to be in a group with. That's okay. The very first time, our launch, the board is, however, going to split people into groups. We're going to try to meet all of your requests if we can, but we are reserving the right with just the idea of balancing out groups that we might move some of you. You know, we might not be able to accommodate all your requests. However, after that first quarter is done, we're going to try something else that they did at this other church, which is called guilt-free on-ramps and off-ramps. So we want you to be in a group that you want to be in. The whole idea here is to foster good friendships. So if you get to the end of 9 weeks and you're feeling like you're not clicking with that group, guilt-free, you can choose to try another group in the next quarter. So guilt-free on-ramps and on-ramps and off-ramps and on-ramps. And as people who will be in groups where people leave your group, we have to remember the guilt-free part, okay? All right? So that's kind of how that is going to go. We are in the process of securing leadership for each group right now. Again, sign-ups in November. Groups will be announced in December. They begin to meet second week of January. This is not the only change to come out of our board retreat, but it's the biggest change, so I wanted to get it on your radar today. Now, it's going to take time to prepare this and launch this, and I wanted to share with you that I also am going to be using this fall and early winter to change some of how I have been doing my job, either things, ideas that came out of the church survey or just things that I've been wanting to do from the beginning that I haven't been able to do. I'm going to make a real strong effort to accomplish those changes now. All of this is going to take time for me to do, and so I've asked the church board permission to do something that will free up some time in my schedule. So for the next four Sundays, I am actually going to re-preach some sermons for you that I have preached here before. They're all going to be from my first year here. Some of you, therefore, will not have heard them before. Some of you will have, but you won't remember. All right? So, even if you do remember, it's always good to hear some material. It's good to hear twice. It'll still do us a good, I think. They'll be slightly refreshed, but largely the same sermon I previously preached. Normally, I would not do this, of course, but I just am feeling it's so important for me to be able to make these alterations and launch small groups successfully. This is going to give me that time. So I'm calling these next few weeks into the early winter leading up to January, Calvary remodel. Okay, we're going to remodel some things. And I think it'll be energizing to start some things in new ways. So there's more thoughts to share about this, but we'll cover that as time goes on. And just wanted to hit this stuff for you today. You're going to have questions. Please feel free to ask me or ask a board member after the service or whenever. Excited about this. I think it's going to take our church to the next step. So please consider being involved in a small group here this January. We think they're going to be just amazing things for you and for our church.